Many people think the lake is the continuation of Skajakwita Creek. It has been for most of its life. That changed decades ago when the creek bypasses the lake in an underground culvert. The lake is on its own, with the source of water from the skies. The fountain aerates the water and prevents at least some algae, and is a nice water feature in the lake water. Buffalo Olmsted Parks Conservancy Executive Director Stephanie Crockett says the fountain became entangled in its landline.
The electrical wiring had become ensnared, and so it had gotten too close to the shore for us to turn it on, or we would have been getting everyone a car wash on the S-curve. So we made it inoperable until we could work with the Buffalo Maritime Center, who helped us with some boats, and we were able to get the fountain dislodged and repositioned and turned on.
Crockett says the spraying water does a lot for the oxygen level of the lake water. The fountain currently is held in place as it aerates the water and provides an addition to Frederick Law Olmsted's more natural background. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.